You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, guys. We have an active and transformative week full of planetary transits. We have a lot going on this week. Right out the gate, Neptune is going retrograde, and this is going to help us focus on things that might have seemed blurry, but will become clear as the retrograde continues. And this is a hefty week for Mercury and Mars, so our communication is going to definitely be at the forefront. Our thought processes are going to be very analytical, sometimes over-analytical. And with Mars, it's going to help us take action in a lot of ways, but it also may be some situations where we have a lot of pent-up irritability that could come out in a very, very angry way. Even looking at some of these vibes on the graph, we have a very interesting week ahead. There's a lot of good luck energy through this week that's going to be ebbing and flowing. It hits its peak more so in the beginning of the week, and then we have a steady stream from the 30th all the way till the 3rd. So this could help us in terms of opportunities and having fortunate moments land in our lap. There's a ton of social energy that's mixed in throughout this week, a smidge of solitude on a few days. We have romantic energy at its peak around the 29th, so this could rev up love life situations. There's a steady stream of psychic energy from the 29th going all the way up to the 2nd and peaking at the 2nd. So again, our intuition could be on fire and we could be picking up things and paying attention to our instincts a little bit more. The highest amount of energy we have from the 29th all the way up till the 3rd is ambitious energy. There are some harder alignments at the end of the week. A lot of the times, those help motivate us and drive us to get things done, so this may be beneficial in a lot of ways. There is some good luck energy that's mixed in with that, of course, so that can help us go after a lot of opportunities. The mental energy is going to be pretty high this week as well, as you get to the 1st all the way up until the 2nd, so this could help us develop some sort of game plan for ourselves. There is some confusing energies. There are some imagination and confusion energies going on, and it is mixed in with all those other energies, the mental, the psychic, good luck, a little bit of solitude, and that ambitious energy. So if you're feeling a little bit impulsive or something doesn't seem clear, just wait for the right moment before you make a move, because otherwise it could result in something that's just not what you want. But yeah, this is an interesting week for sure. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On the 27th, Neptune is going retrograde. Neptune went into its shadow phase around March 7th. So if you're being aspected by this retrograde, what Neptunian themes were popping up in your energy? What Piscean themes were popping up in your energy? Neptune is a slower moving planet, and a lot of the times with these slower moving planets, we feel more of it on a collective level. But of course, if it's aligning with one of your planets, you're going to feel this retrograde the most. So when it comes to Neptunian themes, what have you been noticing? Are you starting to work on escapism? So escapism can come in the form of distractions, so that way you're not focusing on what's stressing you out. Sometimes it can come in the form of just drinking to not deal with problems or to numb yourself. Sometimes it can deal with stimulants. Or, you know, I've mentioned this a bunch of times, but, you know, sometimes it's binge watching things. Sometimes it's going into kind of a Twitch hole, like watching streams on Twitch for hours at a time and just not dealing with the important things that you have to take care of, or, you know, YouTube, or just anything else that doesn't allow you to focus on the important things that you need to take care of. Have you been working on giving yourself more forgiveness and compassion? Because a lot of time in Neptune energy, it is about forgiveness. And yeah, this could be forgiveness of others, but this could also be forgiving yourself for something that you might feel uncomfortable about, or a decision you might have made that you don't feel right about. Sometimes it's a relationship that we need to forgive ourselves for, or issues to deal with money and things like that. And speaking of relationships, has this been a time where you've been finding yourself breaking free from a situation where you might have lost your identity within the relationship? Because when we deal with Neptunian things, a lot of the times we tend to meld with the other person, we tend to blend with the other person. We kind of lose parts of ourselves taking on that person's identity or trying to fit the role that this person has for us. This could also come in the form of self-abandonment, sacrificing too much to keep a relationship. Have you been working on those things? Being mistreated in relationships where you end up becoming the victim. And I hate using that word, but that's a word that is associated with Neptune. If you're being victimized by someone, is this a point where you're looking at a game plan to break yourself free from that? Or have you been in relationships with a person that's unavailable? Sometimes within Neptune energy, we tend to get into the fantasy world of a relationship and we don't look at the realistic side. And there are times in life where there are some people who are just not available. whether that be they're in a relationship or they're not emotionally available or they're not within your vicinity. There may be a long distance issue or the person may be sequestered in some sort of way. So this could be something that you're working on within that energy. This could also be working on things that emotionally deplete you, working on setting healthy boundaries so other people aren't draining you in that sense. Again, with this energy, with Neptune. Neptune has no boundaries, and a lot of the times we let a lot of stuff in. And when we do that, it causes us to be depleted. People emotionally dump on us. People disrespect our boundaries. And, you know, you could pick up other energies that aren't your own spiritually that can be very uncomfortable. So this could be a time where you started looking at how you can work on those things. It'll be a time where you're realizing you're over-idealizing someone. You're maybe some of that's fading away and you're starting to see the truth about this person, or you're waking up from a period where you might have been in denial about situations or certain circumstances and dealing with a bunch of uncomfortable truths within this energy. So Neptune retrogrades, they force us to look at things that were blurry. They force us to look at things that we had some sort of cognitive bias to, or suffering from confirmation bias in some sort of way. It just really helps us see things for what they really are, because Neptune's job is to make things blurry. And so when it's in retrograde, we kind of see things for what they are if we're being aspected by it. The signs that are going to feel this retrograde more than everyone else are the mutable signs. Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius, between 21 to 29 degrees of these zodiac signs. Neptune will go direct on December 3rd of 2022, and it will come out of shadow March 24th of 2023. It's a very long and slow retrograde cycle. That's why this one here is more precise. You have to be as precise as possible when it comes down to what planets might be getting hit by Neptune and what signs are associated with it, and it would be the mutable signs in this case. I do have an extensive article on Neptune retrograde, which I will put in the link below. On that same day, Mercury is going to make a sextile with Chiron. This is going to sound odd to say after just talking about Neptune retrograde, but this is one of those alignments where you finally have a moment of clarity, which may seem weird again because I just spoke about Neptune retrograde, but this alignment in itself is really lovely for having a moment of clarity when it comes down to what stifled you. So whether that be you were verbally stifled in a situation and now you're healing that, you're healing negative self-talk, there's a forgiveness element to this, to yourself, and sometimes with other people as well. A lot of the times within this energy, we patch things up, and this could be a time where you're either apologizing for something or you're getting an apology, a much owed apology from someone. So this is about healing close relationships. A lot of the times it's close platonic relationships with people, maybe immediate family. It can be romantic relationships as well, but this is definitely going to be a healing energy with patching things up with people for relationships that are worth salvaging. And so we totally need this on this day. And on that same day, luckily, Mars is making a sextile with Saturn. This is the type of Mars-Saturn transit that we want because we make so much progress on our goals. We're finally able to actually have the go-ahead. So if you've been waiting for something, this isn't the Mars-Saturn thing where, you know, you get the red light and you can't go. It's a do not pass go situation. This is a situation where you actually get the green light for go. You actually are able to seize the moment. So the things we want come to us easily because we waited for them patiently and we worked hard on them. So now we're finally getting to the finish line with this energy. This is amazing for taking action on the things that you want to make real in your life in terms of your goals, having the stamina to work hard and make things happen for yourself. So we could be very focused within this energy and really be on our grind. And again, that doesn't make sense because Neptune is retrograde, of course, obviously, even if they're happening on the same day as certain alignments that completely contradict them. But this is truly a good thing to happen on a Neptune retrograde because it does help us focus on what we need to take care of. And it helps us take action on the things we need to commit ourselves to, the things that we need to become responsible about. And this could also extend into relationships because Mars does deal with relationships mostly on a sexual nature, but nonetheless, this could be a time where there's a sexual relationship that becomes committed as a result of this. So yeah, these are lovely energies. And again, I am so happy that that's happening during a Neptune retrograde because the next day is definitely when things get a little bit weird. Mercury is making a semi-sextile to Uranus and Mars is making a semi-sextile to Neptune. So with the Mercury-Uranus stuff, this could be a day of unplanned communication, unexpected communication. And generally the communication is either you're having to be the person that's making the contact and not wanting to, or you're getting contact from people that you really don't want want to talk to. This could also mean sudden breaks in communication too, where you're having a text conversation with someone and they completely fall off communication and leave you on red. So it makes everything very weird and glitchy or just uncomfortable when it comes down to communication, because suddenly things just kind of just not go exactly the way you expected it. So now, even though Mars is still connected with Saturn in that sextile, which is going to be very helpful when it comes down to this Mars semi-sextile Neptune situation, we could still feel a little bit of haze from this, even though that other alignment happens to be stronger and in effect for a few more days. But this alignment in itself can make you feel a little bit drained. It can make you feel slightly unmotivated. So you might have spotty moments where you're feeling pumped one moment and then demotivated the next. And that's just generally due to the lethargicness that happens when Mars and Neptune connect. Sometimes it makes us tired. Neptune undermines Mars, but Mars is connected with Saturn at this point, so this could be very helpful for us in terms of strengthening that Mars. So this can cause things to feel off kilter when it comes down to your energy levels. But again, on that same day, we still have some other interesting mitigating factors, and this one is a hard alignment between the Sun and Jupiter. And the thing is, with this Sun square Jupiter, it's not as gnarly as some of the alignments. However, it does cause us to feel more pumped than normal, which will hopefully mitigate some of that stuff with Neptune, but it could inflate some of the stuff with Mercury. The reason for this is when you have a Sun-Jupiter square, and this happens to be a cardinal Sun-Jupiter square, there can be a tendency to be grandiose and something that you're trying to kickstart in your life, especially due to cardinal energy being about initiating something fresh. And people could tend to be a little overly emotional and impulsive in this energy, considering what we have going on between the Sun and Jupiter. The Sun is currently in Cancer, Jupiter is currently in Aries, and so this can bring a bit of impulse, and some of it could be emotional, some of it could be a little bit angry. Sun-Jupiter alignments tend to pump us up in a way where our ego is just out there in the quasars. So this is what makes this alignment uncomfortable, and especially with Mercury connected with Uranus, this could be unexpected communication or communication that becomes unexpectedly obnoxious. Does this have a fun tone to it? Sure, it definitely has a fun and adventurous tone, which is really nice. So, I mean, even with some of this pumped up energy, we could have a good time with it. But other than that, it could definitely cause some lapsed judgment at times and acting from a place of entitlement. So try to work through this the best way you can. Luckily, that same day, Jupiter is being aspected very well by Venus. Venus is making a sextile to Jupiter, and this is where we're starting to see some of that lucky energy. The Sun square Jupiter actually can be lucky. Just be careful about how you're pushing your luck, because it is a confident energy and it does cause you to go after what you want, but it can backfire a little. Hopefully, this Venus sextile Jupiter situation mitigates that, because this is all about going on that adventure, taking a little bit of risk, and actually seeing some benefits, seeing some fortunate stuff happening, seeing possibly some sort of financial gain from the situation. This energy is party vibes all the way. It is about just being social. It is about creating something new within your love life, or if you're in a relationship, doing something that's fun and over the top, but over the top in a good way. It's kind of like making grand gestures in a relationship that goes the right way without coming off weird or pushy or creepy. So this will be a good energy for letting your hair down, having fun. I'm really happy to see this mixed in with some of these other energies, because maybe it'll take a little bit of the sting out of the air from some of the other stuff that's going on. But again, with those hard alignments, as I always say, they help us take action. So it could help you take some actions and go after opportunities that you normally wouldn't go after. So there could be risks that end up paying off. Just if something seems like it's not right, then just step away from it and try not to be too risky. But for the most part, this is generally an energy, if it was on its own or had some other alignments, where I would say that this is great in terms of investing and good luck or gambling and things like that. But just be a little bit cautious with some of this stuff, because all this other stuff is a little bitey. And that's the only reason why I kind of don't trust it as much. But use it to socialize, have a good time, let your hair down. It can be an overindulgent energy. I mean, with all this Jupiterian energy, we could be a little bit overindulgent and overdo it in terms of good food and alcohol. It is summertime, so I mean, drinking under the stars is a thing and it's so much fun, but just be careful, because sometimes that can go overboard as well. And so yeah, make the most of this day and do the best you can when all of these energies hit. And we definitely want to soak up all those good vibes, because the next bunch of days, the next 3 days of July, from the 1st to the 3rd, we have some heavier energies with a nice break with a Mercury transit that's going on. On the 1st, the Sun's going to make a sesquiquadrate with Saturn, and Mars is going to square Pluto. So when you have these two energies going on, it can make for a day that feels very heavy. The Sun making a sesquiquadrate with Saturn tends to bring out the gloomy side in us. We tend to feel a little bit demotivated. We definitely feel more lethargic than normal. Stress kind of comes on too easy with this energy, so it's like you're trying to decompress, but it's hard to decompress. You know, our confidence feels a little zapped in this energy, so it goes from that inflated Jupiterian energy that we had a couple of days ago to feeling more so down, feeling kind of meh about things, and also dealing with people's ego issues. This is the type of thing that brings out an ego in a way that's not comical, like the Jupiter one. It could be annoying with the Jupiter Sun square, the Sun square Jupiter, but at the same time, sometimes it's a little... At the same time, sometimes overly cocky people are comical. Whether that's you laughing at them or laughing with them, sometimes they're funny. But this is the type of energy where you deal with people who are sticklers. You deal with people who are really strict and authoritarian in some sort of way and throwing their weight around. So it's really irritating. And then on top of that, Mars is making a square with Pluto, which is further driving that whole thing home when it comes down to power. Mars and Pluto coming together in a square is a power struggle. It can be productive energy if it's channeled right and you can focus on the right things, working out, getting stuff done, having a lot of stamina. However, in this energy, we deal with people who are trying to dominate other people. We deal with people who are who have obsessive behavior. We deal with some jealousy issues when it comes down to things, which could be relationships romantically, it could be other situations, but is definitely an energy that's very edgy. Two edgelords of the solar system coming together in a complex alignment definitely causes situations like arguments and fights and belligerentness. And, I'm honest, this is very intense energy, and it's one of those things where if you're looking for a fight, you can find one in this energy, and I don't recommend it. I don't ever recommend going out and fighting, but I really don't recommend this because it really does turn ugly than just a petty little argument. Or someone drank your juice and you're mad at them for like 2 hours, but then you get over it. This is the type of energy where people get a little hostile. So be very mindful, be very watchful, take care of yourself. If someone's looking for an argument and someone's looking to fight with you, don't indulge them in that argument. You don't need to feed anyone's monster or give anyone any type of narcissistic supply, because it does have that kind of energy. So yeah, the 1st is very intense. Stay as grounded as possible. From the 2nd to the 3rd, we have a majority of Mercury alignments. Mercury's making a trine with Saturn on the 2nd, and this energy is so lovely. It's good for talking constructively. It's good for taking constructive criticism. It's good for mending things. It's good for getting serious about things and making long-term plans. It's amazing for taking accountability for your actions or other people doing so. And that's going to be needed with the energies, because what we're coming off from the other day, there may need to be some sort of mending going on. But this is great for making important decisions, not impulsive decisions. This is great for taking steps in your life that are going to get you to the next level and in your career and things like that, and building long-term friendships, long-term relationships that have commitment to them, and really just thinking practically, which is going to be needed because Mercury is also making a square to Neptune, which completely contradicts that other one because it causes a bit of clouded thinking and unrealistic thinking. So if you're feeling this one more, you really want to take your time before you make any decisions. Don't make decisions based on emotion with this energy, because it may not work out the way you want. This could be a time where you're seeing the truth about deceptive behavior or receiving communication with someone who's trying to create confusion. Gaslighting, if you will. So try to wait for the right moment before making decisions. And, this may not be a time for calling people out either. This may be a time for just letting things kind of roll off your back until you had the right moment to talk to people. Even with the Mercury trine Saturn situation, with all this dicey energy, I would just wait for the right moment where everyone's a little calm before making any sort of moves. That next day, Venus is going to be in a sesquiquadrate with Pluto, which can also bring up more issues with control. A lot of the theme with this week is control and people trying to gain control, people trying to gain the upper hand. So this could be an upper hand situation in a relationship. In other words, someone's trying to either one up the other person or someone's trying to be the dominant party in the relationship. There can be overreactions within relationships due to either seeing something that you think is there or actually exposing a truth, which if you expose a truth, it's not not an overreaction, but the way you react to it may not be as strategic as it should be. It could end up being more emotional, and then you kind of end up losing the upper hand because of the way you came at the situation. So that's something that you want to be aware of. It just creates one big argumentative tone within relationships. So do the best you can when this energy hits, because that same day, Mercury's making a quincunx with Pluto, and so we have more power struggly energy. Again, with this week, the theme is power struggly. Even though the week had its sweet spots, there's definitely some work to be had when it comes down to relationships with control issues. And we're dealing with Mercury, we're dealing with communication. This can be communication with people who are family, friends, or romantic partners, where again, there's petty stuff coming up from the past. People are digging up the past. People are majorly projecting on you, which ends up resulting in an argument and a brutal exchange of words. This is also one of those things where secrets can get blurted out within this energy as well. So it is quite uncomfortable. And I would say, you know, over the weekend, do the best you can when some of these energies hit. I will say, at least with the 4th of July, I mean, we have some heavy energies, and obviously I'm doing that next week, but there are some sweet spots that go on within that day. So at least there's that. So do the best you can this week when all of these energies hit, and try to ground yourself the best way you can. And I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, guys.